This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Flights are once again suspended at Hong Kong's international airport as protests continue into their fifth day. All departing flights from Hong Kong's international airport were canceled for a second straight day Tuesday after pro-democracy demonstrators once again took over the facility's main terminal. The UN has been watching and now weighs in. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva for our VOA.
UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is voicing concern about the escalating violence in Hong Kong and worries about it spiraling out of control. She is urging protesters to express their grievances peacefully and not to resort to violence or the destruction of property. Bachelet, however, is urging Hong Kong authorities to refrain from hard-nosed tactics. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says the High Commissioner is alarmed by the methods used by the security forces that are both dangerous and forbidden.
OHHR has reviewed credible evidence of law enforcement officials employing less lethal weapons in ways that are prohibited by international norms and standards.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
One woman was injured during a stabbing attack in downtown Sydney on Tuesday. Police in Australia's largest city say the man unsuccessfully tried to stab other pedestrians as he ran through the central business district during the lunchtime hours. Video posted on Twitter showed the suspected attacker jumping on a car at a busy intersection, waving a knife and shouting Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is great. The man fell to the street when the car moved, then took off running. The man was later caught by several pedestrians, with the video showing the man pinned to the ground by a crate and a chair as his pursuers cursed him. The woman's injuries are not life-threatening. Police say the attack appeared unprovoked. This is VOA News. China is confident in coping with the extreme pressure imposed by some people in the United States by escalating trade frictions, according to experts attending a seminar held by Guangming Daily in Beijing on Tuesday. Experts believe that the recent labeling of China as a currency manipulator by the U.S. Treasury Department is a tool for these people to put pressure on China in China-U.S. trade talks. Zhang Zhuichen is the Deputy Director General of the Research Bureau for the People's Bank of China.
The U.S. measures of trade protectionism has also generated concerns that the United States may also suffer from recession.
Trade tensions and crackdowns on dissent may be eroding Americans' opinion of China. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A new poll by the Pew Research Center finds that 60% of Americans say they have an unfavorable view of China. That's up from 47% last year. It's the highest percentage since Pew started asking the question 14 years ago. When asked what country is America's top threat for the future, 24% of Americans said China, the same percentage that answered Russia. North Korea drew only 12%. Only 41% believe that China's growing economy is a bad thing for the U.S., compared with 50% who called it a good thing. Respondents were more worried about China's rising military power. Jennifer King, Washington.
Russia held a memorial service on Monday for five scientists killed in a mysterious explosion last week. Authorities have been slowly releasing information about a blast during a rocket test on a platform in the White Sea off northern Russia. Charles de Ledesma reports.
The state-controlled Rosatom Nuclear Corporation says the explosion occurred while the engineers were testing a nuclear isotope power source for a rocket engine. The victims were positioned on a sea platform for the test and were thrown into the sea by the blast. Local authorities in a nearby city reported a brief spike in radiation levels after the explosion, but said they didn't think it posed any health hazards. The tragedy has raised questions about a possible secretive weapons program there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin on Tuesday downplayed recent protests in Russia and rejected the suggestion they have created a political crisis in the country. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that President Vladimir Putin has not commented on the demonstrations because he does not see them as exceptional. Peskov also defended the actions of police, saying their firm actions at the protest were justified. In the latest protest on Sunday, tens of thousands of people gathered in central Moscow as they criticized the exclusion of several opposition candidates from upcoming elections. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
OA. VOA1. VOA1. The best news.